do whatever that process is for each of us of shifting, settling, landing. And what's the spirit that we bring to it? That's so important too. We try to bring a gentle spirit, more of a feeling like giving yourself a gift, giving myself a gift, then like, okay, gotta straighten up here, stop mind wandering and do a good job with meditation. More like a gift and a relief. Ah, for these minutes, I don't have to do anything but be present. What a relief that could be. I notice as I settle and kind of bring myself into the body, I notice the body a little more, make some little adjustments so I feel a little better, a little more upright, a little more open. And not to overdo it, to relax the body. Ah. So a soft, alert body, I guess, is what we're after. Relaxed and alert. And it does fascinate me. I've mentioned this many times, but it fascinates me the way those just don't seem to go together too easily for us. Our conditioning is alert is a tense state, right? And relax is a sleepy, spacey state. So we're reimagining or rediscovering a different combination there. Seems clearly like a really helpful one, right? To learn to be relaxed and alert. Relaxed and present. And then it's natural that what goes with that to maintain and deepen relaxed and alert should also be a relaxed effort, right? A relaxed kind of stance, gentle, kind to ourselves. And you include the practice of soothing touch. Many of us met in the MSC class. It was new to me. Placing a hand or hands on the heart and the belly, rubbing one hand with the other. What feels soothing and grounding? And then would certainly be supportive of a relaxed and alert way of being. What do you invite into the center of awareness to support all this? Maybe breath awareness. Maybe this feeling of a body in this position, in this being held in this way by the chair and the floor. Great support for a relaxed stance is to accept whatever is here, to relax with whatever is here. So relaxed doesn't mean necessarily nothing's going on or really calm. Relaxed is more of an orientation or an attitude, accepting, soft, relaxed. But maybe you're relaxing with a lot of agitation or stress or processing an upset or any number of things. And then, good, I think, if we all tune gently into breathing. Of course, exceptions to be made here if that's triggering for you. It's really feeling the feeling of breathing in and breathing out in this relaxed way, you know, open. Really letting the breath be however it is right now. So we're not trying to have a good breath or anything like that. Relaxed. Relax is kind of a coexistence with whatever is here. But if the mind gets reactive or grabs onto something, then we can notice that and kind of start over. Okay. Letting that go as best I can. Back to relaxed and alert. And can the breath itself have those qualities? So you're breathing in and breathing out, and that is a relaxed and alert experience. We're going to go gently towards Tonglen practice. Let's see if we can keep this as our central theme. to do, to engage and explore Tonglen, this receiving suffering and giving compassion. In as much as we can, a relaxed and alert way. Relaxed, recognizing here how totally human it all is, right? It's not unusual or even surprising that there is dis-ease, distress, pain, and suffering in this world. Like, not the least bit surprising. And the alert that we can notice this and choose to meet it in a certain way. And that way, it also can be more relaxed. So breathing in whatever in you could be supported by breathing it in. A little bit of anxiety, maybe. I have some of that. Practice breathing in that anxiety. Or some constriction or fear or worry. Maybe whatever it is has a kind of bodily location, more or less. Where might that be? Maybe you drift off. That's normal, natural, right? Then we need a little more alert, right? So you might bring a little more energy into your uprightness in sitting. You might want to crack your eyes open and let some light in. Or just gently renewing your intention and not treating sleepiness like a problem to solve. But just something to notice and respond to like everything else. Relaxed and alert as we feel the feeling of breathing in some disease, some suffering. And breathing out, can you offer yourself this healing and love? It doesn't have to be a big suffering. This came up before for us. It can be a little thing that's really valuable. Anywhere in our heart that we wish things were otherwise is a moment of suffering. And who doesn't have that from time to time? So to see if we can notice, oh, there's a tightness here. There's a worry here. An anticipation of something here. And that's a little bit painful, or a lot. But I could just breathe that in. Feel my heart, the tremendous power of healing and joy that resides right there, healing and joy. Breathe that back out. It's just maintaining, right? Breathing in, feeling what you're breathing in so gently, right? Breathing out, healing for yourself, this being here. And be perfectly appropriate if the feeling of breathing in did have a little something to it, right? Wow. Breathing in my nervousness. That's a thing. Breathing out confidence and acceptance. Whatever it may be. If you're tuned in more to the feeling of the breathing in the body, maybe tuned in more to if there's an area of body that feels connected to your tension, to your worry, to your fear, to your uncertainty. And let's do a little mashup. Let's include some phrases of loving kindness. Why not? Maybe phrases like I suggest, or you may have your own. May I be peaceful? May I be accepting, able to meet what's here? May I be strong and resilient. Moment after moment. Yeah, I'd be well, you know, even with these challenges that we all face, right? May I know my own strength. So you might imagine these intentions, these phrases kind of like accompanying, like guides, accompanying the feeling of breathing in some distress and breathing out some healing and clarity and resolution. And then let's broaden our breath exchange beyond ourselves. You might imagine breathing in some little touch of the stress, worry, concern of everybody in our little group here, our fellow journeyers. Maybe some of them pop in your mind, or maybe just a sense of the 22 people that are here. It's amazing, huh? 22 people devoting themselves to this. What a blessing. Once you breathe that in, you could mash up a phrase there too, if you like. May you all be free. May you all be peaceful, even with your challenges. May you all be strong. Breathing in these kind of tendrils of distress, suffering, with a warm intention riding the breath. May you all be the best you can be. May you know your wisdom. How about? I will help as I can, but only you know your own wisdom. And breathing out a sense of sharing, a sharing circle of loving, warm energy. What could be better than that? I always do enjoy remembering that if we're all doing this exchange with everyone in our little group, you know, as best you can, then every one of us is being supported. Every one of us is having our load lightened, at least a little bit, by 21 other devoted practitioners. What an amazing thing. So you could invite yourself to feel the lightening of that in your heart, in your gut, wherever you feel constriction in life. And then let's invite an even broader vision. And this is a very traditional thing. Power of the compassionate imagination is just huge, you know. So there's the feeling of exchange with all of us here. I mean, that does lighten your own load a little. What if we were to broaden out our willingness and our openness and our compassion to everybody in our lives, everybody we ever met. It's a lot of people, you know? There's no way in a conscious, self-conscious way you could list them off or figure this out. So it's not that kind of thing. More of an intuitive, imaginative, trust-based process of like, okay, everybody I know, and I know and I knew, and all kinds of relationships, good, not so good. Please let me lift a little teeny bit of your burden as I breathe in. May you all be well, and offer you some healing on the out-breath. May you all be well. And if a constriction happens in the mind about a particular person, it's okay. You can just set that thought aside for the moment as best you can. Exchanging compassion, receiving, giving with everyone in your broad life. Allowing this to be whatever it is, but from a felt perspective is what's interesting to us. This is feel in the heart. We can kind of hold that feeling of breath a little more in a heart-centered way. This is feel in your bones. And let's broaden even further, even wider. To everybody in this world. Because this is so true, right? That everyone wants to be happy and no one wants to suffer. Maybe we could somehow be some small part of supporting that deep human need. Breathing in some little tiny something of all the suffering, every person, doesn't even have to be a person, every being, animals, plants, ecological systems, the billions of people who are just doing their best, you know, to get through their day with a little grace. In all kinds of circumstances, please let me carry a little bit of the load and breathe it in. May you all be well, everyone. And breathing out, healing and release. Of course, at any time, if you want to pivot in some way, release the imagery, change the imagery, Please feel very free to adapt to your own sense. Whatever we do, that felt in the body, grounded experience is what we're orienting towards. That's the practice. Relaxed and alert as best we can. We're not trying to have any special experience, just to be present in a process, in a journey of the heart. And see what happens. In these last minutes, maybe the whole thing could just be a little softer, but still present in the middle of it all. The effort be so gentle, so soft, so relaxed.